Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We've got a lot to talk about. Your calls are what the show's about. Actually, we're expecting to have some sort of interview here, and we're working on getting our interviewee on the line. But in the meantime, we're going to go to Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty on the AMP line. Will, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, just great. Will, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, they made a conspiracy theorist out of me.
What do you mean? Who's they?
Well, the conspiracy theorists, obviously.
I see.
As you know, I'm walking across the country as part of the walk called the Walk for Liberty to promote the Free State Project. And our original arrival date was tomorrow, Saturday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
But through a series of – and we've had all kinds of RV problems recently and – like at least three come to mind that have actually delayed us, and now even the weather, like somebody's actually controlling the weather to push our arrival date back to Sunday the 14th.
So it's the weather that's holding you back this time.
HARP, it's in Alaska. It's got a big resonating thing in Alaska.
Yeah, so some of our callers claim that at least. So you're
yes, it was the weather this time.
I see. So you're delayed an extra day. People are going to be coming here, I think, from all around to see you arrive here in New Hampshire. It's been a huge walk. You've been coming across the country for over 200 days from Oregon to New Hampshire, and it's just within grasp now. Where are you at this moment? Where are you calling from?
Right now we're at a hotel room in Brattleboro. Because our RV is currently out of commission.
We're
coming over a mountain pass, and we were planning, because there was this storm, you know, predicted, mm-hmm. Like a recent rainstorm or whatever. And so we were planning on getting a rental car to use as a support vehicle for the last couple days, because the RV probably wouldn't be too good to drive in that. And apparently oil line or something burst. We don't really know exactly because we haven't really diagnosed it yet. So it's actually still up there.
Didn't you just spend $3,500 repairing that thing like last week?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, not very long ago.
That's amazing.
To get a new transmission put in.
What can I ask? I don't know if this is too personal, but what does the Walk for Liberty actually cost you, Will Buchanan? Mm-hmm. I mean, this has been, I think the RV's probably been your biggest cost the entire time around. I mean, beyond gasoline. What's the total damage to your bank account here?
I have to sit down and calculate it after we're all done, after everything's said and done. I've tried to keep all the receipts and everything, but I'm not that great at record keeping, so mm-hmm. I've never really been keeping close track. But I'm sure probably a good, you know, 15,000, if not even more.
Wow. So to give somebody an idea of what it costs to do what Will Buchanan has done, I mean $15,000 to trek from one side of the country to the other.
The cost is an indication of Will's
dedication
to this. That's what it is.
Absolutely. It's tremendous. And so you're going to be arriving here Sunday morning. The plan is still the same.
Right.
It's going to be 11 a.m. instead of 11 a.m. Saturday. It's 11 a.m. Sunday. The border between Vermont and New Hampshire, if you're in the area and you want to see Will Buchanan and make the historic crossing into New Hampshire, that's when it's all going to be going down. And then at that point, I believe people are going to be accompanying you on the walk while you're in New Hampshire. You might be coming out to do a little socializing on Sunday, meeting some of the activists in the area. So looking forward to that. I appreciate the call. Anything else on your mind tonight, Will?
That was it. I just wanted to update you, like your listeners, if anybody didn't hear the news about the new arrival date.
Good luck getting here on time. I think it's going to be you'll probably be a success at this point. And it also looks like over at walkforliberty.com, which is your website, it looks like you're almost caught completely up to date with the videos. So that's exciting, too. It's going to be you're going to have everything pretty much posted.
Yeah, in fact, I'm going to post a couple more videos tonight, and then we should be completely caught up.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thanks for the call, and good luck getting here on time this weekend.
Okay. Thanks, you, sir. Guys.
Yep, 800-259-9231. Mark, our guest is on the line. Do you want to tell our listeners who we have here?
Well, this is Arsenio. I can't tell you even offhand what Arsenio's last name is, but he's from an organization that has put a website up that I think is very cool. Let's say, I'm sure everybody's heard of Deepak Chopra. I guess he had an
I've heard of Deepak Chopra, yes.
Yes, he's got a big name. He's got a website out there, and it's itakethevow.com.
Mm-hmm.
And don't go to takethevow.com. That's a wedding photography site. itakethevow.com, or maybe it's .org.
I see that as a .com, and maybe they have .org as well, but itakethevow.com is working.
And there's a little short video there, about 3 minutes long, of Deepak Chopra telling about an idea that he had, that he would get every man, every living man, woman, and child to take this vow. And the vow is a vow of nonviolence. And I think it's a really great idea. And I think it has the power to...
Actually, it might not be working.
The
website.
Okay. I think it has the power to change the world. Now, obviously, getting everyone to do something is going to be very difficult. But when Deepak Chopra's got the name to get something spread, and I think it's a great idea, and I wanted to just get the ball rolling from our side and talk to Arsenio a little bit. Arsenio, are you there?
I'm here.
Excellent. What's your last name, Arsenio?
It's Rodriguez, which is like Smith in English.
Yes, it is.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You're on with Mark and Ian.
Now, give us a little quick synopsis of I Take the Vow.
Well, I Take the Vow is something that started very recently in Barcelona, Spain, on the 8th of November this year. The Alliance for a New Humanity, which is another subject related to I Take the Vow, was having a human forum there. And Deepak, who is one of the founders of the Alliance for a New Humanity and at the moment the president of the Alliance, he basically challenged the audience, which was about 500 people from 38 countries, by saying, what does it require for us to move into a different kind of humanity where we are not so aggressive with each other, etc.? Maybe all it takes is a vow. Maybe all it takes is an intention.
Yeah.
So why don't we just, all of us here, we're ready to take that intention. Let's take the vow. Let's take the vow of being nonviolent in our thoughts, in our actions, and in our words. And so he challenged the audience, and the audience unanimously responded by saying, we take the vow. And then because that was such a spontaneous expression of the audience, he said, why don't we decide to spread this throughout the world? Let's set up a website, and let's invite the people in the world to take the vow, and let's see how it goes. And maybe our aim should be to get 100 million people to take this vow. And maybe what would happen if 100 million people take the vow of not being violent in their words and thoughts and actions? Could we change the world? Could we create a critical mass of people that would influence and reinforce this very good intention of recognizing who we are and why we should not harm each other.
Yeah, in the little video, Deepak quotes another great man, Gandhi, and he says, you want to be the change that you want to see in the world.
Right.
And obviously, taking this vow is doing just that, and I think it's a pretty cool thing. So now people can go to itakethevow.org.
It is .com, though. Okay. .org
is
in there too.
.com. Itakethevow.com.
And
going slow.
It's relatively quick. All they have to do is click on a couple of things, and the vow is taken.
Right.
Now, I took this vow, and, you know, I began to think about it and sort of come up with some questions, and I'd like to...
Well, you asked me to take the vow, and when I first heard about it, my initial response was, yes, this sounds fantastic. And then when I actually read the vow page, I had a really important question I wanted to get out there, so I'm glad we have Arsenio on with us. Arsenio, I want to hang on to you. Can you hang on for another segment or so?
Sure.
All right, great. We're going to bring back Arsenio from itakethevow.com. And we'll talk to you about whatever you want as well. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're totally free. So enjoy those, including the updates. You get signed up, we clue you in whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on board. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And the Institute for Humane Studies now offering free seminars over spring break. This March, you can join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. IHS provides housing and meals during the conference. You can apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through the 12th. Now, Mark, the deadline was November 15th on this. Is this still going on?
That's the deadline for early registration.
Oh, okay. So they can still get on board for the spring stuff.
That's correct.
Okay. So Santa Cruz, March 7th through the 12th, or Emory University in Atlanta, March 14th through the 19th. Apparently, it's not too late. LibertarianSeminars.com will get you more information. See if we can maybe find a new deadline on that, Mark, if there is one. LibertarianSeminars.com for all of our younger listeners, perhaps that are in college, that are looking for a great internship opportunity. This is it.
The Institute for Humane Studies is a great organization.
All right, so we go back to Arsenio. He is with us, Arsenio, from the website itakethevow.com. And you're back on Free Talk Live. And Mark came into the studio, I think it was last week, and he told me about this website. He said, you got to go, you got to take this vow. And I said, well, okay, well, let me read the vow here first. And it sounded great on its face, and I thought, wow, nonviolence, this is fantastic. Because the vow essentially says that you will be you'll commit to a vow of nonviolence in your speech, your thoughts, and your actions. And I tend to agree with this. And in fact, on this program, I don't know, you probably never listened to Free Talk Live before, but on this program, one of the central themes is that we don't believe that people should aggress against their neighbor. And we see that there is aggression in this world, and it's not just in the form of war, which is probably the most obvious and overt aggression, but we see that government is aggression. We see that these people calling themselves the state in various different places around the world, whether they're the federal government or state governments or local governments, these are men and women who, whether they understand it or not, are actually using the threat of violence against their neighbors in order to get them to behave in certain ways. So, I mean, we are on this radio program vehemently against the use of violence in our lives. We want people to embrace a voluntary society, one in which individuals are consenting with one another on a voluntary basis in order to get the things done that they need to do. And so I think that this vow ties right in with that. However, there's one point of concern that I have, and maybe you can help clear that up for us, Arsenio, and that is, that is this a pacifist vow?
Well, I don't know exactly. Words, as you know, have different meanings to different people, depending on where you are stationed, and it's all a matter of consciousness. We should not take words lightly, because they do have different meanings. Basically, when you talk about nonviolence, mm-hmm. You are not talking about passivity. You are talking about a state of mind in which you are defining that the best way of acting vis-a-vis your neighbor, including the neighbor that you don't like, is not by being aggressive, but by being understanding and to try your best to overcome your passions, your anger, your hatred, and understand that we are in a certain manner all in the same boat here. We are sure. All experiencing the same kind of loss of exactly knowing what are we doing here. We are sharing this life moment. And we should try our best to understand that we are all together in this world, passing by temporarily. We all die. And in the meantime, things are happening, and we share this life, and maybe we should try to, see whether, by acting more lovingly, patiently, and tolerantly to each other, we create a world which is more happy. It seems to be that which I said in the last sentence is true. The more tolerant, the more patient, the more forgiving that people are, the happier they are.
I absolutely agree. And I think that tolerance and allowing others, allowing our neighbors to be themselves, to live life in the way that they want, even if we might personally disagree with it, is really a wonderful position to be coming from in life, because, you know, everything that they do can just roll off your back at that point. It's no big deal. And if everybody, if we didn't have this, and one of the things I focus on a lot is if we didn't have this entity called the state, then we wouldn't have a problem with different people and sort of different, that consider themselves parts of different groups, trying to use that state entity to control their neighbors. Because what they feel is that, well, you know, that group of people over there, I mean, let's just pick some groups here, the Christians versus the homosexuals, for instance. The Christians will say, oh, we don't want those gay people teaching our kids about their gayness, so we're going to...
Not necessarily, you're using labels that I don't particularly like. It's let's use... militant gays, and let's use Pharisees, okay?
Christian Pharisees. Okay. Well, okay. So they get upset at one group for trying to foist their viewpoint on the other group, and then in return, the other group gets upset at their, you know, being forced to do something they don't want to do, or being forced to not do something that they want to do. They turn around and they try to wrest control of this violent agency into their own hands, so they can use it to enforce their view on others. So we've got this vicious cycle of violence going on, but yet nobody really realizes what it is. They don't really realize that it's violence, because usually the guns don't come out right away. And so we get this, so I'm so with you on this idea that tolerance is important, and that allowing our neighbors to be free, if we ourselves want to be free, we have to allow our neighbors to be free as well. So I'm with you on that. So I guess just, I mean, to go back to the definition of pacifism, since I agree with you that words are very important, the definition of pacifism, of course, as I understand it, is that when you are being aggressed against, the appropriate response is to do nothing. And I generally agree that nonviolent, peaceful means are the way that we will achieve liberty in our lifetime. And that's what we advocate on this show. From time to time, we'll get people calling in that we would, you know, we might call them gun polishers. They like to talk a good game about how they're going to go, you know, they're going to go and shoot up the state government people. And, you know, that's their plan. They got all their guns and et cetera. Well, while that's not what I advocate, we don't advocate violence, we don't advocate initiated force at the same time, and I do advocate peaceful solutions for virtually everything, at the same time, I think I look at this vow, and it's, you know, it's a sacred commitment. This is from your website, itakethevow.com. A vow is a sacred commitment from which there's no going back.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, are you willing to commit a vow of nonviolence in your speech, thoughts, and your actions? And I say, yes, I am, except for if somebody's raping my girlfriend.
Yeah, but then you have to define. That's what I was saying to you,
right?
The issue of words.
So because, you would say that this is not a pacifist vow, that this is a generally nonviolent vow, unless someone initiates force against you in a way that you should feel like you should respond to?
Sure. You need to understand these things in terms of the how it manifests in real life, because words, again, can be interpreted in many ways. So you say nonviolence, and people say, okay, nonviolence, and it becomes like a slogan. It's
Arsenio,
a catchword.
I want to bring you back. More with Arsenio coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of the high cost of home energy bills?
Millennium Technologies has an answer that every listener to this station needs to hear. An Australian inventor has developed a generator that is powered by the energy of magnets. And through this technology, the ability to power a typical home with this generator has arrived. This high-tech generator harnesses the power of permanent magnets and requires no fossil fuel to produce electrical power. Visit agreeneralternative.com to learn how you can qualify to have a similar, larger, more advanced unit installed in your home by Millennium Technologies with no cost to you ever. As a promotional offer, a limited number of units will be available at no cost to kick off our program. To learn more and see a 5-minute independent TV news story on this revolutionary new device, please visit us online at agreeneralternative.com. That's agreeneralternative.com. Or call 815-648-4400. That's 815-648-4400.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change Tea will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea. Less is more.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Have you thought about investing in storable foods or in survival kits for your home, car, office, or child's school? This holiday season, give the gift of safety. Give the gift of peace of mind. Give the gift of survival from SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is the only website that offers the very best in high-quality preparedness gear at the lowest prices around. Give that friend or family member the gift they would never buy for themselves. From 72-hour survivor kits, to survival tools, to toys for the kids to help pass hard times, SurvivalGearSource.com has something for everyone on your Christmas list. As we enter this new year full of uncertainty, be ready and be prepared. Shop online at SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Use the coupon code GCN and receive a Patriot Bar with your order, or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925 or online at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You can bring up whatever you want on the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the point of the program, 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by our friends over at SACL CAI, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark,
join
if you
us.
Want, if you, I was just going to say, if you want to call in and ask Arsenio any questions, please do.
You're welcome to do so. We have Arsenio on the line with us from itakethevow.com. And speaking of SACL CAI, if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to talk to SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect, not by breaking their kneecaps. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. And you can join us on our site at freetalklive.com. Get the live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all totally free over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. So we bring back Arsenio from itakethevow.com. I take the vow of nonviolence in my thoughts, my speech, and my actions. And having discussed the vow with you, Arsenio, so far, I've decided to go ahead and take the vow. So I did that, and it's a pretty easy process. You just go to itakethevow.com. And then you click on the Take the Vow choice, and at that point, all it needs is your email address to take the vow. There's no lengthy form that you need to fill out or anything like that. It's a pretty simple process.
It is a simple process to take it. It is not as simple to keep it.
That's a good point. What, can you expound on that?
Well, yeah, as I was saying before, trying to explain what nonviolence means, you need to understand what it means. It doesn't necessarily mean being passive about actions of aggression. Or just to give you an example, if somebody is drowning and you jump in the water to save him and or her, and the person is into hysterics and she starts bouncing around and you need to hit the person in order to save the person, that's an act of violence, which is actually an act of nonviolence at the same time. So it's that's where I'm trying to say that words have to be understood in terms of the actual situation. So if somebody is trying to rape your grandmother and you intervene and defend her, that's not an act of violence. It's an act of you can call it non-violence or unselfish violence, whatever. But the motive, the intention, is not to hurt the person, but to save your grandmother. So in a way, it has all to do with intention. So it's a question of aggressiveness and violence have to do with your intention. If your intention is hatred, then that's a problem. That is what you are taking the vow against. You're taking the vow recognizing that we are one human family, that we need to appreciate each other, to tolerate each other, and to love each other, and to solve our conflicts in as much as possible through nonviolence. That does not mean that if somebody loses it and starts attacking someone, you have not the right to intervene in order to defend the weaker person. You have to do that. Otherwise, it would be inviting cowardice. And this is not what taking the vow means. Taking the vow means taking a conscious intention of recognizing the value of life, reverence for life, and trying then to become more peaceful in terms of resolving your conflicts, less aggressive in terms of hurting other people that have not done anything to you just because you want to push them out of the way, and trying to solve all of your problems in the most non-aggressive manner possible.
Now, Arsenio, I hear that you can use force to stop somebody who's harming life, and I think it's great.
You have to.
Now, I guess that leads me down a little farther down the path here on questions, and that's why you're here, is to answer some of our silly questions. So what if somebody's robbing my house, for instance? Am I allowed to use force to subdue that person so that I can then hold them for whatever authorities might come along?
But of course, you have to. I mean, what you're trying to do there is not because you are hating the person that is robbing your house and you just want to go against that person because he's of a particular race or ethnicity or whatsoever. Or going back to what you were saying before or your colleague was saying before about groups. This has to do with because you are protecting your property, you're protecting your space, and you are not hurting this person because you want to hurt him. You did not go to his space. He's coming to your space, and he's coming to your space with an aggressive mode, so you have the right to defend your space. That doesn't mean that you are denying or renouncing your nonviolence vow, because nonviolence has to be described exactly in terms of each of the situations that you confront. Nonviolence is not the total passivity against aggression. Nonviolence requires that you become courageous and defend the weak and defend yourself against aggression.
Sounds good to me. Now, there's something I wanted to clarify. You were talking about intentions, and since words are important, I want to kind of nail this down a little bit here. You said that it's the intentions that matter. Now, all of the examples you gave were in a situation where something was happening already, like somebody was aggressing against your grandmother, or you know, a bus barreling down at somebody, and you know, jumping at them to push them out of the way in the nick of time, that sort of thing. Would you say that this is a non-aggressive non-aggression pledge, essentially. Like one other way to kind of translate this would to say, this is not a non-aggression pledge. I will not be aggressive in my actions against others. Because if all we're saying is that it's just intentions that matter, then I think that's not. I think that's a little too nebulous. So let me give you an example. For instance, if I have the intention to help the poor, and I go around and steal money from people in order to help the poor, that's a clear violation of this pledge, in my opinion, even though my intentions might be all of the most holy.
Well, it is, let me try to understand your question. What you're saying here, you're equating stealing from others in order to help the poor with the theme of nonviolence. All that the theme of nonviolence is basically saying when you take the vow is you're recognizing the sacredness of life. You're recognizing that we are all part of one life, one continuum of life, and that in as much as you can, you will protect that. Now,
absolutely.
When you say you will protect that, it means that you will protect it from your own greed and selfish acts of and from your own anger, as well as from the angers of others. So if somebody else is going to attack as your relative, the weaker person that is passing by, it is your duty to defend that person.
Okay, so I
not
just wanted
because
to make
you
sure
hate
that,
it,
that,
but,
that mm-hmm. there wasn't any confusion going on here, that somebody could not sign this pledge and then go out and support things like taxation. They could not go out and support the government throwing marijuana smokers in prison cells and things like that, even though the intentions of those people are supposedly good. This is what we're told about the government people, is that their intentions are good. They want to help the poor. It's just that they're going around stealing from people in order to do it. So they would not, as somebody who worked for the government, for instance, would not be able to sign this particular pledge.
Well, let me go back to something that you were saying originally. You know, remember that all of these groups or institutions, government or religions or group people, whatever, the groups are formed by individuals.
Sure.
And individuals, the root cause of all problems lies within us. They are not necessarily, groups are made of individuals. So the more individuals are that have the consciousness in the wrong path, the more the group is going to have its consciousness in the wrong path also. So it all starts with individuals. So all that we are trying to do is to how to define our own consciousness inside, our own intention, our own recognition, and overcome the ignorance that leads us to believe that we are separate
from each other. I agree. That's absolutely where it needs to start. Hang on, Arsenio. We're going to bring you back. If you've got a question for Arsenio from itakethevow.com, he's on the line with us here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once, and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how Photo Blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of Photo Blocker. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of a new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on as many radio stations as possible to help expose as many people as we can to the message of freedom and liberty, which inherently is a message of nonviolence. It's a message of allowing your neighbors to be free. That is, if you would like to be free, and I think a lot of people would like to be free. I know a lot of people believe they are free, but if you want to be truly free, you have to allow others to have that same level of freedom for themselves. You have to allow the weird guy down the street to live his weird, bizarre life and just get over it, move on, and focus on your life. So allowing others is a really important factor in the liberty movement. So we're no stranger to the message that we're discussing here with Arsenio from itakethevow.com. And for somebody who has already committed their, in my case, my life, to spreading the ideas of liberty, this is a pretty easy vow to take. It's something I've already essentially taken in the past. Now I've just taken it over at itakethevow.com. Arsenio is back with us. Are you there, sir?
I'm here.
Okay, so itakethevow.com is the place people can go. So far, only 5,200 people have taken the vow.
Last week it was 2,500.
Really?
I mean, we should be so lucky at the Free State Project.
This thing's only a few weeks old at this point. It just started last month, and I hope that a lot of people will go to this website and take this seriously and take this vow, because from what we've had, the discussion we've had with you so far, it seems pretty clear that this is a vow of non-aggression, that you will not use violence in your life, and you will not, that violence is not a solution. The actual page on the website where you can take the vow at itakethevow.com does lay it out here, and it says that if you're willing to commit to a vow of non-violence in your speech, thoughts and your actions vows a sacred commitment from which there's no going back. It's like a child that's born who cannot return to the womb. By committing to the vow, you also agree to have at least two people in their lives take the vow. So I'm going to invite you, dear listener, to go to itakethevow.com. And if you've got a question for Arsenio, he's still on the line with us here at 800-259-9231. I'm going to go to Johnson on the line in Connecticut. Johnson, with a question for Arsenio.
Hi. The question that I have is, what about people who claim to be nonviolent, but then take actions to have others represent them in violence? For example, people who vote for politicians who take us to war or support police departments where they know the police are doing things that are shady or off the books and harming individuals around the neighborhood, or just generally making claims about needing to keep peace or keep the order, but in fact they know that these people are doing violence.
Well, I must answer you. It's like these movies that you see about the mafia bosses asking someone to go and kill somebody else, and of course they are not involved in the actual act of the murder, but they are as guilty as the ones that committed it. So I agree with what you're saying. I think that if we seriously are taking a vow of nonviolence, we should also be very careful of what we support in our lives, so that whatever actions, whatever people we support in terms of politics or any other terms, are actually in line with the vow that we have taken. I agree with you completely.
Thanks, Johnson, for the call tonight.
Now, Arsenio, I've got a piddly little one that has kind of bothered me since I took the vow. Is I play video games, and sometimes the video games require, you know, like
simulated violence.
It's simulated violence, right? I like to be, there's this one called Battlefield where I'm a stormtrooper and I go around, and so you can be the rebel army too, and whatever, and you shoot the bad guys or the good guys. It depends on which side you're on, I guess. And is that in any way a violation? Because it's in my thoughts. I mean, but I'm not really. To me, I'm shooting pixels or something.
They're not real people.
It's like target practice. And so what do you think about that, Arsenio?
Well, it's an interesting question. One that I have myself. I am a grandfather with five grandchildren, and I see my grandkids playing these video games. I don't encourage them to do it. I have a certain degree of ambivalence about this, but which I will share with you very honestly. I think that, of course, this is a symbolic thing. It's like when you're watching movies in which the bad guys are killing the good guys. In a way, it's a very perverted way of looking at the world outside, and because you're still trying to define that there are some entities, be them real or not, that you are destroying for the sake of pleasure or fun. And I personally believe that that should not be. When you come to think about how modern warfare is taken, particularly by our Air Force pilots, etc., then they are basically playing a video game because they are not seeing the people that they are killing or maiming miles and miles away. They are playing a video game. They are seeing a little screen aiming at a target and then shooting, just like what you're doing when you're playing your video game. But I think that in a way, we should try to figure out what is it that we are trying to accomplish when we are destroying these entities in our own minds. I mean, I know what you're saying. These are not real people. But it's all right for you because you are an adult. But what about a kid? You know, how does this translate in terms of defining the world in such a way that you can destroy some entities because they are wearing the red uniform, or they have the different skin color, or they have a different ideology or religion? I don't know. Whole thing is, I think that you should not do it.
You're saying it's blurry for you, but it's not necessarily a violation of the vow.
Well, I think it's blurry for me. It's a violation. It's not a violation of the vow for an adult who's conscious that these are just pixels. But all that I'm saying is how much it is a violation of the vow if you allow your children and or grandchildren, in my case, to engage in an activity that is training them in their minds to see the world in terms of bad guys and good guys, and that the bad guys you can destroy, and then defining the bad guys because they are uglier or aliens or whatever characteristic you want to apply to them.
I agree that there is a big problem there, and that's essentially what governments do when we go to war. For instance, if you look at the propaganda that came out in the United States in the 40s against the Japanese Americans, you'll see really like just thin slits of eyes, these giant teeth. They'll be yellow. They'll be characterized in this. They'll be dehumanized in these pictures, and it makes it easier to want to shoot somebody who's not really human. And I can definitely see some problems with that, and I see advantages for having kids' games being, things where they can bounce around and jump on things and play, do all kinds of stuff that doesn't include shooting. And it's also an opportunity for parents to talk to kids about, look, this is the reality. This is reality versus this is what fiction is.
I would think that's an opportunity for a parent to, I think that how that situation is handled completely depends on the parents. You know, are they just turning their kids loose into this realm of video game violence unhindered, or are they holding their hand to show them that, you know, this is fun and you're having a good time, but over here in the real world, this is what war really looks like. These are the real consequences. This is why we choose nonviolence in our own lives and in reality. It's one thing to go and blast your friends on the internet because then you can go and hang out with them the next day. They're still alive and it was all in good fun. But if you were to do something like that in real life, the consequences would be tragic. They'd be severe. They'd be awful. And so I think it's all about the parenting in that particular case.
Well, you know, when I was a little kid, there were no video games. And the games that we used to play were, I mean, the Cowboys and Indians, you know. Mm-hmm. We used to shoot each other make-believe. And still the question is, what kind of a story is it that we are telling, us humans are telling each other, that in reality these war games are exercised from the very beginning by our kids' games? And is this something that we can change? My feeling is that by beginning to understand who we are and taking vows like this vow of nonviolence, we are trying to change humanity's consciousness so that we create a different narrative.
I think it's a great starting point, and it does depend on you making a choice, and this is a good time to do it. Itakethevow.com is the website, and Arsenio, I thank you for calling tonight and talking to us. We really appreciate hearing from you. Hour two is coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Aging.